Presents USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, mister, slip us the dice and we'll shoot the works on our lucky number four, the four branches of the AEF. And tonight, the Galloping Dominoes are really loaded with a star at every turn of the dice to answer the commands you send to Command Performance, care of Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. So gather around that international circle, and we'll start rolling with a fellow who's rolled up more than his share of your favorite pictures, a swell actor and a swell guy, old Mr. Box Office himself, Fred McMurray.
Thanks, Ken Carpenter, and hello, fellas. Yes, sir, this joint is really star-happy tonight. You all know that lingo of ours, for Sad Sam at APO 846, Dixie Gay and the Mint Julep Mob at APO 947, and so on. Well, there's so much doing tonight, we won't have time to say APO. It'll just have to be cut down to AP. We've got three famous band leaders, and the glamour section and Joe Miller department are ding-how, too. But let's drive it in the hangar and take off on the double time. For Jimmy Regan and Joe Meager with the oldest Army Air Force unit overseas, for Pete Monk, Waddy, and Swede in Alaska, for Scotty Jock Scott flying for Britain in the Middle East, for Tech Sarge Green at 922, and Shadney and Gaffney Flats at 953, for the Gobs in Iceland and the Hypo Happy crew at 862, here's one of the hottest outfits this side of the equator. It's a sensational arrangement of Don't Get Around Much Anymore by the whole band of Jimmy Lunsford.
Thank you.
Command Performance has a letter here from the engineers at 875. It says, give us a fireside chat by the president, a running chatter by Walter Winchell, and good old Skinny Ennis singing Got You Under My Skin. Well, that offers a slight casting problem, fellas. We're good for a third of the trio, which ought to please Rosemarie Martin of 43 St. Paul's Road in London, who says, I'm just wild about that great big hunk of man, Skinny Ennis. Well, here he is, G.I. from head to foot, 6 foot one of lean, raw bone, fighting corpuscle, Master Sergeant Skinny Ennis.
Thank you. Hiya, fellas. Hello, Fred.
How are you, Skinny? Say, you certainly look mighty fine in that uniform.
I'm mighty proud to be in it, Fred. Man, I'm so proud I'd pop the buttons on my chest if I had any.
What, buttons?
No, chest.
Oh. Well, Skinny, whatever it is, you look mighty fit to me.
Well, maybe now, but you should have seen me when I went up to take my physical.
Yeah, what happened?
I stripped to the waist. The doctor took one look at me and said, praise the Lord and pass the malnutrition.
Now, that wasn't the whole examination, was it, Skinny?
Oh, no, sir. Then the doctor had me inhale.
Yeah?
Then he had me exhale.
Then what?
That's all, brother. With me, that's a full day's work.
Now, speaking of work, Skinny, that command performance mail says, Skinny Ennis singing I've Got You Under My Skin.
Cutting the song. I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so not to give in. I said to myself this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear, don't you know, little fool, you never can win. You, your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
Thank you, and good luck, Skinny Ennis. At APO 938, 1JB in Signal Service Company, joined with the men at Iran and the WACS in Egypt, the Marines southeast of Hilo, and the CBI contingent, and hundreds of you from Port Moresby to Port of Spain, to ask for a star who holds the key to 100 million memories from New York to the Golden Gate. All of you know the song, My Blue Heaven. In fact, some 35 million records and copies are still kicking around your homes in the USA. And Melancholy Baby and After You've Gone, I guess you'll never forget them either. Well, here's the fellow who's responsible. Singing them again for the AEF, Command Performance presents Gene Austin.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. A little white light and then you turn to the right, will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't feel blue. All your fears are foolish fancies, maybe. Baby, Why, you know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. So wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear. Or else I shall be melancholy too. Now after you've gone away, left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel bad, you'll feel sad. You'll miss the best old pals you've ever had. There'll come a time, don't forget it. There'll come a time when you regret it. Oh, baby, just think what you're doing. My love for you is gonna drive me to ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone away. After you've gone away and left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel bad, you'll feel sad. There'll come a time, don't forget it. There'll come a time when you regret it. Oh, baby, just think what you're doing. My love for you is gonna drive me to ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
Ah, that was mighty comfortable. And thanks, Gene Austin. Now, here's a letter from three Marines. Don McKeon, Harry Lefevre, and Lou Lair. By the way, Lou's no relation to monkeys as the craziest people, Lair. It says, Dear Command Performance, we're three guys from New York, and we'd like to hear something that'll thrill New York boys all over the world. Please give us the sound of a Bronx mother leaning out of her fifth-story window and yelling for little Junior to come in for chow. B. Benaderet, will you handle this one, please? Now, it's high noon in the Bronx, and from a window 5 stories up, we hear...
Hi, me. Hi, Millie. Come upstairs, darling. Huh? You're playing soldiers. Fighting Nazis, that's good. That's good, Jaime. But on an empty stomach, you're fighting. Jaime, listen, Tootsie. Gives a nice lunch. Manita herring, cream cheese, a little lox, maybe, and fresh bagels. Come on, darling, come on. Such a fine boy, Jaime. Fighting Nazis, just like his papa.
Well, anything can happen on Command Performance, and just did. Thanks a lot, B. Benaderet. Now, right here, we're telling PFC, Don Garrett, and the gang at 927 that we're hep to old 927. And we're calling Corporal Carr at 962... Sergeant Judlin in the service group at 762, and Corporal Dick Muren and 500 juggle mutters, that is, who ride on one letterhead, first to conserve paper, second to complain of the iguanas chewing their shoestrings, and third to request a certain curly-headed singer and band leader. I asked Jack Benny about this lad, and he said, and Jack said, strictly corn, but with ham being what it is, who's going to knock corn? Call for Philip Harris.
Thank you. Hiya, Jackson. Give me some skin. Glad to see you, MacArthur. Glad to see you.
Yeah, glad to see you, too, it says here. But you know, Phil, I haven't seen you around lately.
No, I've been out on a tour with the band. You know, one-night stands. Uh-huh. I've been brainstorming around the country.
Well, fellas, I can put a stop to this in a hurry. I'll invite the guy to sing. Answering many thousands of requests, it's Phil Harris singing That's What I Like About the South.
Pour on the coal.
Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South. Now there you can make no mistake. Wear those nerves, I'm never shaky. I'll taste that layer cakey. That's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams, those sugar-cured Virginia hams, basement full of those berry jams, and that's what I like about the South. Hot cornbread with the black-eyed peas, you can go with it as you please, cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Don't take one, have two. They're dark brown and chocolate too. Suits me, they must suit you, cause that's what I like about the South. It's the way, way down where the cane grows tall, down where they say you all walk on in with that southern drawl, cause that's what I like about the South. It's down where they have those pretty queens to keep a dreamin', those dreamy dreams, well, let's sip that absinthe to New Orleans. That's what I like about the South. Come old Bob with all the news. Got the box, back coat, and the button shoes. But he's all caught up with his Eagles news. And that's what I like about the South. Here come old Roy down the street. Who, can't you hear those scuffling feet? He would rather sleep than eat. And that's what I like about the South. I didn't come here to criticize, I'm not here to sympathize, but don't tell me those no good lies, cause the lying gal I do despise. You love me like I love you, send me 50, PDQ, rose are red and violets are pink, I'm gonna get my 50, I don't think. Every time I pass your door, you act like you don't want me no more. Why don't you shake that head and sigh, and I'll go walking right on by. Gone on and on and on. Honey, when you tell me that you love me, then how come you close your eyes? Did I tell you about the place called Do-Wah-Diddy? It ain't no town and it ain't no city. It's just awful small, but awful pretty with Do-Wah-Diddy. I didn't come here to criticize, I'm not here to sympathize, but don't tell me those no good lies, cause the lying gal I do despise. She got ham hocks and butter beans, turnip greens and New Orleans, you and me and in-betweens, and that's what I like about the sound.
Thanks, Phil Harris. Stick around now. We'll need you in the second floor show. At AP046, Sarge Doug Bailey and the Red Lakes say, by the horns of Babe, the great blue ox, I've heard nearly everything on command performance. Sound of billy goats, baby cries, and mixing bourbon and sodas. But a lot of GI characters from the state of Washington and I would like to hear that famous sound of our good old home state, the yell of timber. Okay, Bailey, here's a real Douglas Pine lumberjack with a big fur mustache. Now get a load of this. Derek, hello there. Welcome to Command Performance. Professor, I understand you're going to sing a classic for us tonight. Did you ever study voice?
Yes, I studied under the maestro at Carnegie Hall, under the professor at Juilliard, and under the concertmeister at the Metropolitan.
Uh-huh. Where did you learn the most?
Under the runway at Nitschke's.
Tell me, Professor, have you ever dabbled in opera?
Yes. I once played the Toreador in Carmen. Never shall I forget it. The bull rushed in, he lunged at me, then I lunged at him.
Yes? What happened?
We had lunch together.
Professor, you drive me frantic.
Oh, no, you drive me. I haven't got a driver's license.
Well, maybe we'd better get on with your classic. How are you going to sing it?
Well, I'll either sing it Andante Cantabile Rondo Capriccioso or Allegro con moto.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
With Allegro con moto, you get a side order of meatballs.
I'll take that. And fellows, knowing that you can take it, here's Jerry Colonna at your command singing one of the great classics of all time. Hector, the garbage collector.
There's a song about Sam, accordion man, and a song about Mary Lou. There's a song about Ida, sweet as apple cider, and one sweet song about Sue. There is a piccolo player, a peanut purveyor, and a gigolo melody. But something is wrong. We should have a song about one who's a wonder to me. Is a Hector, the garbage collector, a man who was misunderstood. He seems to be glad when everything's bad, for then his collections are good. with business as rotten as ever. You never complain like the rest. So fill up your can for the scavenger man. With garbage he'll feather his nest. The longer we stall, then the stronger the haul that Hector must make the next day. So stick out your can for the scavenger man. Have you any old potato peel? I know how an old tomato feels. Here comes Hector the garbage man.
Thank you, Jerry Colonna. And now, fellas...
Say, Jackson.
What is it, Phil?
Say, who's that blonde over there?
Where?
Right over there. There's a gorgeous doll standing over there, man, with a terrific figure.
Doll?
Yeah.
Phil, are you crazy? That's Alice Faye, your wife.
No kidding. Say, I ought to spend more time around the house.
I heard that, Phil.
Well, look, honey, I was only kidding. You know, I was only kidding with you because, after all, you know how I am. I'm kind of a little absent-minded at times.
Sure, Alice. Phil was all wrapped up in his own thoughts.
It's a wonder he didn't catch his death of cold.
She's a great little kid, the little woman. She's lovely.
Yeah.
Really, Alice, Phil didn't mean anything.
Oh, I know it, Fred. Besides, I couldn't stay angry with Phil for very long. Especially when I see him taking care of little Alice Jr.
You mean Phil can really...
Uh-huh, I mean he really can.
That's me, Jackson, triple play. They call me Triple Play Harris, from Junior to Daddy to Didi Wash.
Sing, Alice.
Okay, boys. Fellows, this song is for all of you, and especially for the gang on a torpedo boat somewhere west of San Francisco. Their names are Fitz, Leadline, Dunny, Shadrach, Bilgerat, Chick, Hank, Shotgun, and the Skipper. From the picture, Hello Frisco, Hello, the song You'll Never Know. You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away, and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. Never know if you don't know now how I miss you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know
Thanks, Alice Faye. And backing up over the half hour, another load of thanks to Jimmy Lunsford, Phil Harris, Jerry Colonna, Master Sergeant Skinny Ennis, Gene Austin, and B. Benaderet. And from where I sit, it looks like command performance is rounding the far turn, running neck and neck with old man time. And being as how we've got to nose the old boy out, we're sprinting down the home stretch to the finish line. But we'll be pulling up to the International Post again next week, wearing those red, white, and blue colors of yours. And if you're hanging around the $2 window, how's about putting a little dough on us to come through with your favorite stars? This is Fred McMurray saying thanks to the AEF and wishing you the best of the best from the USA. So long, fellas. This is Ken Carpenter locking up for the night and taking a final look around the premises to note that command performance is arranged through the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee and produced for you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.